Today we begin a new series. A series that I never taught. It's fresh for me, new for me. And I hope that the Renewed Chayis will also be given over. It's something very unique, something very different. Something that most people have never touched, discussed, learned, and got involved in. I was thinking very much what the Rebbe always says, that when you're Dura Shvi, it's Shvi L'Rishoin. It's the seventh from the first, from the Alter Rebbe. And the Rebbe wants us very much to learn, obviously, the Maimorim and the Kutisichis and the Sidoi Reinu, the Rebbe says, when it comes to learning about Mashiach, you should learn Dafke, the Rebbe's Torah, that's obviously the Iker Chayis. But we always have to go back to the beginning. And I very much wanted to get involved with the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov, the founder of Chassidus, about Mashiach. What lessons, what can we take from the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov on Mashiach? Now, from the Baal Shem Tov, we have two classic Svarim, both not written by him, because the Baal Shem Tov did not write down his Torahs. But they are likutim from the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov. One of them is known as Tzavos HaRivosh. Tzavos literally means the will. Like we have Tzavos Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. This is Tzavos HaRivosh, means the Tzavos, the will of Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem. Now it's very, very important to understand that the Baal Shem Tov did not write the Tzavos HaRivosh. It was found, it was basically a likut of teachings that were found by one of the Talmidei, a Magid. It's basically Toiris of the Baal Shem Tov and from the Mezitcher Magid that was printed. They come from authentic sources, real sources. And the Rebbe actually told the famous Rav, Professor Dr. Rabbi Emanuel Shochat from Toronto to get involved in preparing, editing, and being Mesader, the Tzavos HaRivosh, as well as the second Sefer, the famous Sefer Keser Shem Tov. Keser Shem Tov is a Sefer that the Rebbe said to have in each house. And it's a Gili Or when you move into a house to make sure you have a Keser Shem Tov with you. And if I'm not mistaken, the Rebbe Rashab would spend the time with the Keser Shem Tov. And again, the Keser Shem Tov are likutim of Torahs of the Baal Shem Tov. Again, this is not things that the Baal Shem Tov actually wrote. But again, these are Torahs that are accepted, given over by his Talmidim, said by the Baal Shem Tov. When you look in these two Svarim, the Tzavos HaRivosh and the Keser Shem Tov, you have fascinating insights of Inyonim of Geula, and especially when we deal with in the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov and Keser Shem Tov, we have very fascinating Mishalim, stories, parables that the Baal Shem Tov said. And Amir Tashem, in this series, we are going to go through different Torahs of the Baal Shem Tov, from Tzavos HaRivosh, as well as Keser Shem Tov and the Mishalim of Keser Shem Tov, that will hopefully inspire us and give us a perspective on how to bring Geula Kol Yimei Chayecha Lahavi L'Mois HaMashiach. We are going to start with Torah Kuf Chav Dalid. If you open up the Tzavos HaRivosh, it's in Numbers, the 124th Torah of the Baal Shem Tov. It's on the Pasuk Ve'ele Shmois B'nei Yisrael, which is the first Pasuk in Chumash Shmois. You have to understand that this Torah is based on a Kapitel in Tilim. Kapitel Ayin Tes. It tells us about the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. They say that the Goyim came in and they turned Yerushalayim into heaps of rubble, into piles of garbage. That's what it says. And David HaMelech continues, They say they have given the corpse of your servants as food for the birds of the sky and the flesh of your devout ones to the beasts of the earth. That's the description of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And listen how the Baal Shem Tov teaches this pasuk and how he connects it to Ve'ela Shmois B'nei Yisrael. He says, what does it mean that you take Yerushalayim and you turn it to piles of garbage? What does that mean in Avodas Hashem? He says, Yerushalayim represents Yirah Shalem. We all know that Yerushalayim represents Yirah Shamayim. Yerushalayim is made up from the words Yirah Shalem, a complete and full Yirah Hashem. Bechlal Eretz Yisrael is a land Eretz Sherotza Lasis Etzoin Koino. Eretz Yisrael is a land which is running to do the will of Hashem. That's in general Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim is the place in Eretz Yisrael which represents somebody that's having an elevated level of yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yirah Shamayim. But what happens? Unfortunately, you have people that they take Yerushalayim and turn it into heaps of garbage. What does that mean? Listen to this thing. That kishe ba la'adam eize yira, or eize shleimus b'maisa mitzvah, when someone finally reaches a level of avodas Hashem, ba lo'i mizeh gavus, it leads him to have gaiva. The yiras Hashem turns into a big pile of garbage, a big pile of gaiva. He's so excited that I'm finally a metzias. I accomplished. I was successful. I did something. And therefore, it brings out in the person, unfortunately, gaiva. And why does he serve the Eibishter? It's not with real Ava V'yira, but rather that they should sing for his own personal feeling good. And listen to this. V'zegoyrim chas v'sholem sha'avoyde sheloi hoylech el aklipois. It takes his whole avoyda, and now it gets served, like the pasuk continues, that the flesh gets served to the animals. That the whole avoydas Hashem, which he would work so hard to be so successful, Baruch Hashem, now it became a pile of garbage because of his gaiva, and now it's entered the reshus of the klipa, and the klipa is now getting its chayas from the avoida that he did. Why? Because it was nivlas avadecha. From the word navel, literally the word nivlas means a corpse, but the Baal Shem Tov is teaching it from like a heart. Because of your own personal gaiva, now your avoidas Hashem has been given over to the klipa. And he says, that's the problem. Ve'ela shmois b'nei Yisrael ha'boi mitzrayma. You want to know why Yidin end up in Golos? It's because the shmois b'nei Yisrael, because of the names. What do the names have to do with Golos? He says like this. A Yid does his avoida, then he says Ruvein. Ruvein means Ru. He says, come, look at me. Look how special I am. I want you to know about me. I want you to notice me. Shimon, I want you to hear about me. Meaning, he wants that he feels so conceited that the Eibishter should listen to him. He became a metzias. And so on and so forth. In other words, that this is the reason of Yidin HaBoyim Mitzrayma. One of the reasons that's bringing us into Golos is this feeling of gaiva in our avoida, which makes us understand that if we want to get out of Golos, we have to get rid of this Yisoid of Golos. If what's feeding Golos is our gaiva and our avoidas Hashem, that's feeding the klipas, that's giving the klipas chayas. Everyone can understand that by doing Torah Lishma and serving the Eibishter Lishma, getting rid of our gaiva, getting rid of our metzias, is our way of bringing geula. Now, we all know, and it's a kedai to bring out, How the Rebbe learns the pasuk Ve'ela Shmoyz B'nei Yisrael, that the Reuven, Shimon, Levi is not just the negative part, but Adrabba, the Rebbe quotes the Medrash, Al Shem Gulosin She Yisrael Nikru Kan, that really it's on the Geula aspect of the Yidden. That Reuven, Shimon, Levi, the Yidden are entering Golos, but we go into a Geula way. And the Rebbe is Medayik on the Hemshech HaPosik, HaBoim Mitzrayma. It should have said, these are the names of the Yidden that came to Mitzrayim a long time ago. Why does it say, HaBoim Mitzrayma, that they're coming to Mitzrayim now? And the Rebbe explains, and this is a big chidush, that a Yid has to realize that every second that he's in Golos, it's like he just came now. The first time someone gets into a big issue, they're shocked. They want to break out. After a while, you get used to it. Chas v'sholem for a Yid to feel that his real place is in Golos. That, I'm already, I've been shown a citizen of Golos. I'm already a resident. I've been here long enough. I know the ins and outs. I figured out how to survive Golos. We have to realize HaBoim Mitzrayma. It's like we just came now. We're just... And it has to be upgefrekt. It has to be totally uprooted from our entire perspective, hashkafa and anochas ha'olam. We have to tell the Eibishter that we are not maskim for 1 second that we are in galus. And just to add the famous word, ve'ela shmois is the famous Rosh Tevis of shmois's shtayim mikra ve'echa targum that Yidden, one big schus that we have, that we go out of Golos, is the fact that we are makbit to say, Shtai Mikro Ve'echa Targum. But the Nekuda is that we have to work on our Pnimiyas HaNefesh, that we should not be feeding the Klippas with our Gaiva of our Avodah.